Hello, my love. Welcome to The Vibe. My name is Ashlyn. I'm a multi-certified human potential activist, and this is the Mindflowers podcast. If you're searching for more self-knowledge, more abundance, more life, you just hit a lick, because the Mindflowers podcast is an archive of lessons in spiritual wellness, explorations into self, and interactive practices designed to lead you to your own truth. I'm here to inspire you out of your cycles and into your potential. From my heart chakra to yours, here are some Mindflowers. Master the unknown by knowing your deepest self. Did you know that your ability to surrender to life is a direct reflection of the relationship you have with yourself? Authentic expression, clarity, peace, these are the simple treasures of someone who deeply knows themselves. When you know you, it doesn't matter what lies ahead, because you trust that you can gracefully navigate anything, knowing that all is well all the time. To trust is to have a firm belief in the reliability, truth, or strength of someone or something. Do you have a firm belief in who you are? The unknown does not become knowable through careful study and linear action. No matter how much you analyze, you will not find answers, because nothing in life is a straight line. That's where we trip ourselves up. We think that we can plot and plan our way out of the unknown and into life's treasures, and we get so wrapped up in our minds that we completely disregard the place where trust comes from, our very core. When we find our center, we find the flashlight that illuminates the path ahead. Nature shows us what it looks like to trust. There's no such thing as strategy out in the wild, but there is a deep knowing that life always keeps her promises. Matthew chapter 6, verse 26 is one of my favorite scriptures of all time, because it's so comforting. It says, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or stow away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they?" The flowers patiently wait for the rain and quench their thirst when it comes. The birds collect the available twigs with which to build their nests from. The algae makes a pack with the plankton to exist symbiotically. Just by being themselves, all of nature's creations are accounted and cared for. And as an intricate part of nature, so are you. I love what physicist Fritjof Capra, in her book, The Tao of Physics, says. In atomic physics, we can never speak about nature without the same time speaking of ourselves. The fact of the matter is, you don't have a life. You are life. Trust is the knowing that you and life share the same heartbeat. It is natural to trust yourself. Here are some of the characteristics of a person who trusts themselves. See if you can find yourself in any of these statements. They follow their curiosity. They don't second guess their first mind, aka their gut reaction. They don't worry about the how. They stand by their own boundaries and their own decisions, even if others don't agree with them, and that's a big one. They make decisions from a place of abundance. Trust happens when you understand and accept the process, and when you believe in divine grace. So let's take a deeper dive into that first one, understanding and accepting the process. Acceptance is the first law of trust. Now, the best way I can illustrate this is by sharing a story. So, the other day, I was eating too fast because I'm a greedy goblin, especially when the food be smacking, you feel me? Anyway, so you know that feeling when food is trying to go down and it gets stuck because air is also trying to come up? Okay, well, in the past, when this has happened, I would always try to pound my chest to burp myself, or I would sip water to try to wash it down. And every attempt to solve the issue just prolonged it. Until this particular day, the other day, I decided that I was going to let my body do all the work because clearly my own interference was just delaying the process. So I sat back and I observed my body at work. And it was pretty amazing because within 5 minutes, my body built up enough saliva to wash the food down, right? And I was back to normal. No assistance required. That's what it's like to trust. Patient confidence. Confidence because you know what life is capable of and you can wait while it does its thing. When you've been around the block a few times, understanding how something operates takes the fear and the sense of urgency away. Because I understand my body's process for removing something from my airways now, I don't have to rush or scramble to clear it out myself. When you understand that life always gives you the test before the miracle, you don't have to scramble for the blessing. You know it's coming because you understand the cycle. Life works best when it's not interfered with. When you understand and accept the process, trust is inevitable. Confidence in the process gives us the gift of divine grace. Now, divine grace is unlimited favor. It's an unshakable belief in your worthiness. You don't have to perform or pray for divine grace. It's an automatic feature of your existence. Experiencing it is as simple as tuning into and flowing with the heart of life. Divine grace makes us more receptive. When you believe in your unlimited favor, you begin walking with the yes that life has promised you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek first the kingdom, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Well, what's the kingdom? It's not a location. The kingdom is the seat of the soul. It can be described as a solid relationship with your God self. Psalm 82, is it not written, I have said ye are gods? Aligning ourselves to the power within, we learn that true intelligence is not logical. It's somatic. Following that quiet, confident voice that guides you to your next step and collecting evidence of all the times that voice was right, you begin to see that your life is a vibrant expression of divine grace. You begin to understand that following your own heart is the same as following the heart of life. You begin to understand and accept that the heart of life is good and the promise of life is growth. It is safe to trust yourself. Believing in this promise is how we experience unlimited favor. Do you have a firm belief in the intelligence that brought you here? Now let's close out this episode together. If it's safe for you to do so, place your hands over your heart and your solar plexus. So right over your belly button, aka the power center chakra. And I just want you to observe your breath as it goes in and out. And observe how each inhale invites the exhale to take its place. And notice how one breath cycles right into the next one, without you thinking, planning, worrying. This is trust. Just as the next breath always fills your lungs as soon as you're done with the last one, life will always fill you up and carry you. Thank you so much for being here. In the show notes, I've included my other episodes on similar topics, so check out those links. I also invite you to download my Faith Freak digital workbook if you want to supplement your spiritual practice and dive into the work of developing intimate trust with life. The download is free, so help yourself. And if you do feel called to support my creations, there is an option to donate whatever you'd like. And as always, I love you and I life you.
Happy Love Frequency Day if you're listening to this on the day it dropped. Today is 528, which is the love frequency.
You could be anywhere, but you chose to be here. And for that, I'm forever grateful, because without you, this podcast has no juice. If you're loving this vibe, please spread the word. You can send an episode link to your friends, leave a 5-star review, or you can hit my text line to join the Bloom community. If you'd like to support this podcast, you can check out my online shop. You also have the option to leave a donation if you'd like. The links for that and the number to the text line will be down in the show notes. Again, thank you so much for sharing your energy with me today. I love you and I like you.